Okay, sure, Alan. So let's start the call recording. Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's ALAC Leadership Team Monthly Meeting taking place on 27th of January 2016 at 1000 UTC. On today's call, we have Alan Greenberg, Tijani Benjema, Holly Rage, Maureen Hilliard, Cheryl Langdonor, Ron Sherwood, and Julie Hammer. We have apologies from Olivier Crepin-Lerlon, and from staff we have Heidi Ulrich, Ariel Liang, Gisela Gruber, and myself, Yishin Nodler. Finally, I would like to remind everyone to state their names while speaking for transcript purposes. Over to you, Alan. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And are there any comments on the agenda and any other business to add? Seeing none, we will go right to the first item. The first item is the policy development activities. I'm told that nothing has changed since yesterday, so we'll skip that item, unless anyone has any particular questions to raise.
No.
Seeing nothing, we will go on to item number four. And this one we're going to have chaired by Leon Sanchez. This one may go quickly also. This is the update on the CCWG accountability. Is there anybody who cares enough that it was not on the IANA issues call earlier today? I honestly do not remember who was there. Holly, go ahead.
I wasn't there. I do appreciate the update. Don't want to take time since this is a packed call, but Leon has sent out and continues to send out some really useful information, and so I appreciate that. So, yes, I'd like to be updated, but let's not take time now.
No. We do have time in the agenda, and there's one or two items that I want some feedback on from this group. So we will.
Okay.
I will look at that. Let me just pull up the page for the meeting this morning so I have a tickler of what I want to talk about. There was a meeting yesterday. It ended early in only 2.5 hours. I don't know if there's a cause and effect. It was perhaps the least productive meeting we've had in terms of results. There was certainly a lot of discussion and a lot of issues aired. It may lead to things getting better, hopefully. There are a couple of things that are worth reporting. The first one is the issue of human rights. Is we seem to be at loggerheads at this point. There are the majority of those, at least the majority of those who are speaking on the CCWG, feel that the CCWG has given a lot has shown a lot of flexibility, and we are currently talking about a bylaw which says we care about human rights, we will do something about it in Workstream 2, and until we do that, it will not. This bylaw has no effect and specifically cannot be used for an IRP or in a court of law or something to hold something against us. And I'm paraphrasing, and I really don't want to get into the specific words. The board has, at this point, is sticking to their line that they do not want a bylaw. Some board members have made comments like, it is silly, I think that word was used, but I may be wrong, to have a bylaw which is not operative. And yet there are loads of bylaws that have been put into the ICANN bylaws, specifically under the term transitional bylaws, that do not kick in until some external event happens. So it's not unheard of, and those bylaws are still in the bylaws today, even though they kicked in 12 years ago. So it's not clear why there's a concern. At this point, the lawyers and the people who are most adamant about human rights have said the board identifies in their rationale why they had problems with what we presented. We have addressed each of those issues, and the board is now saying, yeah, but we're still not feeling comfortable about it. And so I think the ball is in the board's court to come back and identify what the hard reasons are that make them feel uncomfortable. And I don't know how that one's going to play out. Holly, is that a new hand?
No, sorry. I was just listening to you.
Okay. So that one is in play, unless Cheryl has something to add of either correct me or to add something that's happened since the meeting. I think that's where that one stands.
Alan, Cheryl here.
Yeah,
yes, you are correct. That is where it stands at the moment. But I do know that a couple of board members are deeply concerned about not being able to control an external court to ICANN's normal IRP, so this is not within our own sanctum, but that's around the garden outside, from assuming even if some time after such a bylaw is in the bylaw, that it could interpret, but it is the intent therefore, and if that was to happen before the work stream 2 framework of interpretation, et cetera, were completed, that they would be absolutely open to all sorts of, they wouldn't be successful, but they would be won, but they would be costly and vexatious matters. And that hasn't been helped by one of our members of CCWG, one of our recently joined, sorry, not member, participant of CCWG, publishing in one of the European fluffy press that civil society likes to talk to each other in, self-gratifying piece about now I can, you know, can have its foot put to the fire, et cetera, et cetera. So I sadly do understand the board's concern. And I suspect that we may end up with the final argument being it is not essential for transition. Thank
okay.
you.
They had originally said the IRP and courts, but recently they have only said the IRP. They did not say courts.
I've been talking to people.
I'm just pointing out that maybe they need to actually say the words. The lawyers I know asked for specific citations where someone has used this kind of thing, and I understand that the board may not do that, may not have such citations, but there's still a concern. But I think they need to provide some level of rationale other than, sorry, we just don't like it, if we're going to move forward. So clearly we have a strong impasse at this point, and something has to give somewhere. Ultimately, the board has to approve, so...
Alan,
what
I'm hearing is that this could be a deal-breaker from a board perspective, so we need to try and avoid a deal-breaker if possible, and what I'm saying is it may be that we have to fall back on the, look, laudable and, you know, as we all would support, human rights being done and we do need to do it in workstream 2, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, this is not transition essential, therefore it just goes in workstream 2 and we lift it from now. I was suggesting that might be a way forward. Thank you.
Yeah, we need to counter the argument from certain people that, quote, without the U.S. government backstop, there is no guarantee, and specifically the NTIA has asked for a guarantee of an open Internet, i.e. freedom of speech, and this is the way that we can imply that we care about it. So I'm not making those statements. I'm simply saying somehow they need to be countered so that they can't be made over and over again. I see a whole bunch of hands up. We really don't want to devote the whole hour and a half to talking about human rights, but I will honor the hands. Tijani. Assuming the people will actually speak.
Thank you very much, Shannon. Tijani speaking.
Go ahead.
Do you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay. Okay, very good. So I agree 100% with Cheryl, and I have exactly the same position as she has. I'd like to add two things. First of all, to counter as you said, Alan, the argument about when the transition will happen, there will not be any guarantee for human rights, etc., etc. Our lawyers countered it. They said it very clearly that there will not be any problem or any, how to say, any change in the they put it in a legal words, and it is very clear. So this is one point. Second point, I understood from an exchange, email exchange between Bruce and Mathieu, that that Bruce said that the last meeting of the board where they had this those arguments, there was only a few members of the board, and he said that he will bring back the result of this meeting to the board very soon, and they will have a meeting, I think, in Singapore very soon. That means that I understood from that that perhaps this is a way to tell us that they will reconsider their position, and perhaps they will come up with either more rational, or perhaps be more flexible and perhaps accept this kind of bylaw that I myself find useless, because if it will not enter into act before the workstream 2 is finished, what is the need to put it now? Why we didn't do the same for the, I said that several times, why we didn't do
let,
the same?
Let's not the, repeat the same arguments the, over the, again, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. Holly.
Rather than have an argument, sorry, a discussion about the argument, I wouldn't mind seeing a report or something so that you can get a better flavor for what we as ALAC think and move forward, because I find the summaries have got lots of problems with them, in at least my intellect says there's lots of problems with what's going on. I would like to better understand, A, what the concerns are, and B, if what's been proposed addresses them, and I don't think this is the place.
All right. I would, Holly, suggest that we have already put our stake in the ground. We said we support the proposal. We had a concern about a time deadline that was in the proposal, and that's been addressed.
Yep.
And we had a minority group believe that we shouldn't have the bylaw at all until we actually have the framework of interpretation. Yep. So we had a majority position we placed in our formal statement. There was a minority position that we talked about but did not put it in the statement because we decided not to put minority statements in there. And that's where it stands. I have not heard anything since then that says our position has changed. There have been people who say the ALAC is against human rights. That does not correspond with what we wrote and what we formally said. So I'm losing patience on going over this one again and again, to be quite honest.
Okay.
The second one, which is a more substantial one, is there was one substantive issue that we raised which had not been discussed at all yet. In short, there was a provision in the bylaw under core values which said where feasible and when feasible and advisable or practical or something, I don't remember the words because my mind is going, we will rely on market mechanisms to ensure a healthy DNS marketplace. The lead-in phrase was omitted under the theory that ICANN does not have the competence to make judgment calls on competition that national authorities do. Now, national authorities tend to look at things like antitrust and whether, you know, that level of competition, not other levels. So the current proposal is saying ICANN will rely on market mechanisms, period. The next statement in the core values says we will do things to enhance the competition in the DNS marketplace. We are just starting a review program on competition. So clearly we have some opinions on it, and we are allowed to talk about it. The first statement implies a prohibition. Now, to confuse the issues, some people claim, the question was asked, well, how can we introduce new GTLDs and have a session on them and have a review on them on competition if we can't do it? I said, well, ICANN introducing new GTLDs, since we are the custodian, we are the ones that dole them out, that is a market mechanism. So ICANN doing that is a market mechanism and is therefore allowed. But other things were not allowed. And if you go do a Google on market mechanisms, you will find a near infinite number of definitions.
Yes.
To make it more interesting, the next phrase where they said we will be proactive in ensuring competition, they have added, this is not something we commented on before because honestly I had never noticed it. They added saying, as long as the things we do are developed by a bottom-up, multi-stakeholder policy development process. Now, the only place the term policy development process is used in the bylaws is with respect to the GNSO and CCNSO policy development processes. Those are very formal processes. If you now look at things like the ICANN African strategy or the Latin American Caribbean strategy, there are very proactive things we are doing to build the market, to establish competition, to try to make sure there is a vibrant DNS market within those sectors. They were developed through a bottom-up process, but certainly not a bottom-up policy development process in the definition of the bylaws. So it almost sounds like by adding that expression, they are now saying that everything we're doing in the African study, the new center that was opened in Cairo, I think, is not allowed anymore because we're not supposed to be doing that. So I think we have some real issues there, and they come right to the heart of issues that are near and dear to ALAC. So at this point, the discussion we had yesterday basically was me and Greg Shayton, who was agreeing with me, versus anyone else who was speaking. And we have, I think we have what I could call, I'm hesitant to say it's a conflict of interest, but it's close, because the person leading this process is Becky Burr, who was, I believe, at the time the original bylaws were written in the U.S. Department of Commerce and had a hand in crafting it. She was the one who has led this process for the last year and is now essentially acting as the person presiding over the appeal. So, you know, she is very determined to continue with what we have gone ahead with. And not a lot of other people are speaking up. So at this point, I'm not sure we have a lot of chance of success. And the more I look at the words, the more I'm worried that this is a substantive issue that we should not be ignoring. So that's the issue I really would like to focus on today. And we've gone way over our 15 minutes, I suspect, already. But I welcome input on it. And Cheryl, to the extent you feel comfortable talking about it, I would appreciate input from you as well.
Alan, if you like, I can respond to the best of my ability. Yeah, look, Becky is not hardlining this because of her having run the IRP and other related processes during this process. She's actually hardlining this because of the opinions she's been getting in from the constituency group that she belongs to, and people like Donna Austin are leading, etc. So it's much more like the ALAC having a view and the industry having a view than it is any individual. So that said, let's see if we can get some mutually agreeable outcomes by encouraging greater understanding. I think one of the most powerful parts of what you just said in terms of argument is to work on the removal of the term policy development process and have that replaced in the follow-on to into the text which we spent most of our time on today's call focusing on, which is the, you know, where practical and you know, possible or whatever it is.
Whatever
that language is, anyway. But move to those examples you gave with the Latin strategy and the African strategy to show that these were bottom-up processes, not clearly definable as policy development, but bottom-up strategies. And surely we should be able to have ICANN continue these to improve market mechanism, and therefore pull the language in the follow-on follow-on paragraph back to something that says, you know, bottom-up processes, full stop, or something along those lines, because that at least I think is saving us a gotcha from later on.
Yeah, I think you're correct. I think for the new one I just discovered today, it's easy to fix by removing policy development processes, leaving bottom-up, which neither of them was there before, but adding bottom-up multi-stakeholder, but leaving out policy development process. That one I think is okay. That one can be fixed that way. Now, it wasn't commented on by anyone in the formal comment period, but I think it is a substantive issue that we shouldn't ignore at this point. It does not address the original one that we were discussing until this morning of where feasible and practical, or whatever the expression is, which it then relies on, yes, we can do it if we are part of a formal market mechanism, but we can't do it if we're not supposed to be part of that particular market mechanism. And since none of this is defined, we're back into the weeds of trying to take a term that's been in the bylaws forever, and now we need a formal definition of it really quick so we understand what it means. And I don't think that's practical in the time frame we have. All right, any other comments? Holly's hand is up. I don't know if it's a new or old one.
No, new.
Okay, go ahead then.
Very quickly, I just trust something that says market mechanisms are fantastic without countervailing regulatory mechanisms where possible. So that bold statement with no further definition really troubles me. If you look at the introduction of the new GTLDs, they didn't have the sort of safeguards that we wanted, so we were doing a kind of a let's put in picks after the thought and got criticized for it. So I have some reservations about just a bold statement that says market mechanisms are fantastic, particularly when we haven't defined them. So we can't solve it here, but I don't like that bold kind of support for something that is not defined and that just by itself can cause havoc. Thank you.
Thank you. I think it causes even more havoc when some of the market mechanisms are ones which integrally include ICANN and were allowed to play in that game, but other market mechanisms are the ones that were supposed to be that we're supposed to be staying out of. So, okay, I don't have anything more to say on it. I'm just waving a flag. It seems to be an
Alan?
Issue that is... Yes, go ahead, whoever's saying, Alan.
It's Cheryl.
Okay.
What you're articulating is exactly the reason why those that want the language the way it is want the language the way it is. They don't want ICANN involved in market mechanisms in anything that they are not involved in as a lever in a market mechanism. So you actually, both sides here are arguing for some of exactly the same reason.
Can you write that down? I want to see that one.
it's recorded. You can grab it. Because it is pretty much the same reasoning, at least by my understanding. The other thing, I guess, is that we might have, if we can win point two and lose point one to some extent, these are not final bylaw languages. These are arguably exemplars of the type of language and intent that the community is looking for the bylaw drafters to then create. So there may be opportunity still for language that is more suitable from our perspective, to come into play during that final process. But what's essential is that the community's intent for the bylaws that are being yet to draft is clear and unambiguous. If it's not clear and unambiguous, even if there is minority views clearly articulated, then we will have an issue where the drafters are going to be needing to make value judgments, and they could very well make the wrong ones.
Do recall that on these Article 1 changes, in the first proposal, for some of them there was a rationale in the first proposal. Since then, it has disappeared. So all we have in the text is the old bylaw and the new one recommended. And when the differences are explicitly deleting what we consider a critical phase, I don't think the drafters are going to have the leverage to put it back in again.
Well, then you've got to answer your own question. You need the rationale. If we have to keep the deletion as is, the rationale is important so the drafters understand, and we don't have one schedule arguing against the words of the next schedule.
Unfortunately, the lawyers have told us that if we're using words in multiple ways and assume that they will be able to finesse the definitions, good luck. Anyway, okay, I think we've spent enough time on this one. I have nothing else to add on the overall issue on accountability. Someone has made the statement, I think it may have been Thomas yesterday, but I'm not sure, that we, if we're going to apply approve by Marrakesh or by the end of Marrakesh, we must have a report published by middle February. That leaves us 2 weeks, and I'm not sure how we're going to do that, especially since at this point I don't think we have any meetings scheduled after tomorrow. But I presume there will be meetings scheduled. All right. Next one is FBSC and fiscal year reports. This is the first time that we are going to have an opportunity to actually look at the specifics of the requests. There is an FBSC meeting on Friday, which will be looking at them in more depth, but I think I want the opportunity for this group to look at them and wave any red flags if there are anything there that are going to be problematic or that we want refinement. And, of course, is there anything we've left off? Because it's going to be really too late in a few days. Heidi, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. So please do take a look at the workspace I put into the chat. We've done a new format. We've developed a new format that allows for easier review of the various requests. As mentioned on the ALAC call, we have a total of 19 requests. We have 6 from the ALAC and 13 from the various regions. So, Alan, do you want me to start with the ALAC requests?
Yes, please.
Okay, so here we go. So the ALAC ones we've reviewed basically already, so these are just quick updates, so I'll just go through them. So the first is for a strategic session on the Saturday at meetings 57 and 58. Again, that day is not going to be anything new. It's what we're asking for is basically funds for a facilitator, an external facilitator, and some warm meals for you. So basically that is that. That also includes those liaisons, and it includes, I believe, both current and incoming ALAC members, RELA leaders, and liaisons for that one.
Okay. I guess I'll comment on each one as we go on one by one. I don't understand the impact of saying who's going to be there unless we're counting how many lunches we want.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. I find it the fact that the GNSO has been getting lunches, hot lunches on Saturdays and Sundays forever, and we never do, and we're now putting in a special request that we have to put an image of a strategic session on so that we get fed. I think that is shameful, to be quite honest. That's on that part of it. On the facilitator, I support it if we have something that's going to be merit having a facilitator for, and I'm not 100% sure we have anything in mind even at this point. I'd like a little bit of input on this session. Remember, when we originally started with a strategy session. It was because we wanted to meet on Saturday. We were not being allowed to meet on Saturday because we were told we had to start on Saturday, on Sunday. And to add a day, we had to give it a title, so we called it a strategy session. So let's put the history in the right order. Comments? Is this something we want to stake our reputation on, essentially? Nobody cares. Cheryl?
I care.
Okay.
I think it's worthwhile putting in. I think if you put it in and you don't use it due to whatever extenuating circumstances, then you can rationalise the fact that you couldn't use it because. But I think these sorts of events and exercises are very valuable team builders, and I think you should put in. I understand your annoyance about the care and treating of one part of the organisation versus another, but that does come historically for a whole lot of reasons, and we could talk about those, but we should do it over a glass of something in a bar. It is what it is, and I think you should do it.
But, of course, we can cancel the facilitator but keep the lunch later on.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Okay, any other comments?
Alan, just... May I raise my hand, Alan?
Go ahead.
The strategy session that we had was really, really good. It was what I understood to be the first half of what should have been a longer discussion, which was that kind of look at how do we organize ourselves in terms of working groups, policy stuff, how many working groups do we have. That kind of discussion I thought was going to take place, didn't take place, doesn't require a facilitator, and that would be really useful, and lunch would be so nice.
Okay. Well, now you're saying what should we put on the agenda for Saturday for the meeting that will be held next October. I don't know if you remember where it is, or do we have a place for it?
Puerto Rico.
Okay, Puerto Rico.
That's not really
a discussion I want to have right now.
No,
a lot's going to change between now and then.
True. We don't need a facilitator. We need one.
Okay. Heidi?
Yes, just a quick point as a reference. This request is for both 57 and 58, so it's meeting C and meeting A. Okay. Next request is for an ALAC development session, and that is basically a second request for the pilot that we held last year in Dublin. And again, it adds the external facilitator and a lunch, I believe, for that too. Now, the aim of submitting this is that if this is requested normally, that if requests are approved two times consecutively, that they often go into the core budget. So that is the aim, another aim for submitting this one this year, on top of the success of that development session.
Okay.
Ellen?
Heidi, on this one, you were talking about another parallel session for the RALO leaders. Is that going to be dealt with later as we go ahead? No, I don't want to talk about it now.
Okay.
I just want to affirm that, yes, it's there.
It's
okay.
Yes, but it's not parallel. I'll speak about it later.
All right. I will point out to everyone that the C meeting is a seven-day meeting. It starts on Saturday and goes through till Friday. In Dublin, we added a day for the development session. It is not clear to me whether we will be, number one, allowed to add a day or not, because there is this dogma that some people have said exists that says we're not allowed to expand on the week. Now, the chair of the group that created the dogma says that's not what they meant, but nevertheless, that has been cited. Then there's the issue of, do we want to meet for an eighth day? If we do extend it, the general feeling from most people who have weighed in at this point is, yes, we do. So the question is, are we requesting to repurpose the seventh day that is take the day away from the meeting and repurpose it for a professional development or a touchy-feely, let's all get to know each other day, or are we asking for an extra day? And I'd like to open the floor for that one. Nobody? Go ahead, Heidi.
Yes, thank you, Alan. So
I really
on the
was
last...
asking for volunteers.
I know you were.
Comment.
I know you were. But nonetheless, my recollection is that we did discuss this earlier, and the idea, some discussed the Friday, some discussed the Saturday, and the idea then that we agreed to, or you agreed to, was a hybrid approach of having it in the afternoon. So this meeting right now, as it is timed for 12 to 1800. So it's it's like the afternoon session.
For the record, I did not agree to that. Does anyone else here care?
Yes.
I would have thought this would be a really interesting discussion.
Yeah. Yes, we care.
Well, then,
I thought it was a good idea when we discussed it, Cheryl. Yes.
Which was the good idea?
The hybrid, the afternoon.
Okay. And Tijani.
Thank you, Alan. Tijani speaking. I think that since we are asking for a development session, we should ask for an extra day for it, or an extra half a day if it is enough. The request, if it is only to have, an external facilitator, I don't think that it is it deserves to be a request for a budget. For me, this when we decided on meeting ABC in our city, it was 7 days needed for the community. It is not 7 days as an extra to have more comfort. No, we said the community needed this 7 days. So let's make use of the 7 days as an ICANN meeting and have the development session.
Thank you, Tijani. That was exactly my understanding, that the 7 days are going to be scheduled as the formal ICANN meeting with 2,000 people or whatever. We have little control over what's going to be scheduled on Friday at this point, and we may end up with public session scheduled on Friday. And I would really not want to see us take the whole Friday out of our agenda to devote it to what I think is an important process, but not one that we should subtract from the week. So my feeling is that we should request the extra day. Anybody else? Heidi wants to speak. Go ahead,
yes,
Heidi.
So just as I noted in the chat, the meeting strategy working party did denote that Friday, the last day of meeting C, would be a development day. And I do know that the sense that no meetings should be held beyond the scheduled days is really aimed to be the rules. I'm aware of what happened at Marrakesh, that we do now have a CCWG on Friday, but again, there, I'm trying to help you get as much as you can, and my sense is that this request will be challenged if an extra day is scheduled. In addition, the reasoning behind having it between 12 and 1800 is that there would still be time for an ALAC meeting or an ALP meeting, et cetera, on the Friday morning. So you would have a half day basically for discussions and then into that development session, which would allow people who want to get back to their families and to work on Monday to still get back there in time, et cetera. So that might also need to be kept in mind. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Heidi. I bristle, I must admit, when I'm told that essentially staff decisions are going to be pushing back at us heavily when Fatty and everyone else keeps on telling us we're the bosses, we're the ones who are supposed to be setting the guidelines. Tijani. Can't hear you, Tijani.
Thank you very much, Alan. I'd like to repeat, and you don't want me to repeat, but I... Do you hear me now?
We can hear you.
Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So I will repeat, and I know you don't want me to repeat, but I will repeat that the working... The meeting strategy work party really give us proposals. They are not deciding. They propose to ELAC, and ELAC will decide. Second point, they give perhaps their idea. They cannot decide on the content of the week. They only give us a shape, more or less. And their main mission is essentially for meeting B. So I don't think it is rational to say it is the working party that decided that. They proposed that. But I don't think it is binding for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Heidi, a question. When you said the meeting strategy something, and it drifted off into Never Never Land, did you mean Sebastian's meeting strategy group or our meeting strategy working party?
This is Heidi, the latter, ALAC.
Then you're creating a self-fulfilling prophecy, because they were told at an early process that under no conditions would we ever be able to allow to have an extra day, and therefore, if there's going to be a development day, it had to be on the Friday. So they're just echoing back what was said to them.
Okay. I mean, that's a valid point, but again, you will recall that I gave other reasons. So
I understand.
The reasons still exist.
Mm-hmm. I understand. That doesn't mean we shouldn't ask. Now, it's an interesting issue, and I know we're going to have some pushback from people who don't want to, you know, who believe that we shouldn't do it. You know, my inclination would be to say that we do it, if we're going to do it for a half day, then we do it on Saturday morning from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m., and then people can leave at that point. From many places in the world, that's as good as leaving the day before. You know, so... My inclination is to say this is an extra day, and if only because, as Heidi pointed out, you get it twice and it's permanent. Last time we asked for an extra day, so there's some merit in doing it for that reason also.
Alan,
I'm
raising my hand. So that's something that you might wish to raise with Rob on the FBSC call, is what he's seen or what he's hearing that the other ACs and SOs who normally request development sessions, what they will be holding their sessions.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
To some extent, I'm not sure it counts. You know, if you look at the GNSO, which is the only one I know that's done it on a regular basis, they've decided to ignore the new meeting strategy to a large extent. So they do their work on a 7-day week, and they're still going to do it on a six-day week. And they're still going to do it on a 6-day week. So the Friday is an extra day from their perspective. You know, they're approaching it from a different perspective than we are, I think. Anyway, let's go on to the next one. It should be an interesting discussion when we come to the real discussion.
Okay, so Alan, just on that one, do you wish to change that to Saturday, or do you want to keep the hybrid for the time being?
My inclination is to change to Saturday, and we may revert it back.
Okay, so I'm going to change it to Saturday. Okay. Okay, next one is
If nothing else, it gives us a battle. We don't have enough battles in ICANN.
We have just keep in mind, we have 19 requests, and if you know, and there's a bucket, and anyway, okay. So next one is a captioning. It's the second request for a captioning project. Basically, the only addition for this is that the captioning would also be in French and Spanish. So it's pretty much the same, and again, the aim is to get that in as a second, so it'll go into core eventually.
Okay.
Okay, any questions on that one?
I see no hands.
Okay. Okay, next one is a support for working group chairs to attend ICANN meetings. This particular request, it starts broadly, but then it quickly goes basically that they are requesting for a dev to go to all of the three public meetings in fiscal year 17, and if possible, to be sponsored to attend the three meetings in fiscal year 16. Would you like me to say some comments on that?
Well, I haven't read this, and it's a whole page long on my screen. Does it say this is for Dave, or
it does? Yes.
And so
I mean, Maureen, if you wanted to say some words on this, but it does. It's basically it is for Dave.
Okay, so this is for the outreach and engagement chair.
Well, he's also chair of the TTF. He's also chair of the social media group, and he's also. Let's see. I think that's it at the time.
Okay, so this is in theory a request for very dedicated volunteers who are not otherwise funded to go to ICANN meetings. For dedicated and productive.
I think the answer to that question, Alan, is yes.
Okay.
Shall we say.
So the question is it are we likely to be successful in this? Is this something that we want to go on record as requesting in this way? And probably some other questions. Anyone have any thoughts? Go ahead, Maureen.
Thank you, Alan. Maureen, for the record. As has been stated, this actually did start off from our sort of like saying, talking about Dev, but we wanted to make it more generic. We didn't want to make it more generic, although we couldn't help but put Dev down as an example of, as you say, someone who works really, really hard over and beyond, what a lot of other people do, he would be, if there were working group meetings of his working groups, he'd be attempting to, herd everyone together from remotely, and we just felt that this was, just not, it could be other things, that ways in which we could actually manage this for him when he put so much time and energy into not just his own working groups, but he's often called into other working, is consulted by other working groups as well. So although the application is generic, there is a very specific call here on his behalf. Thank you.
All right. I have some comments, but I'm going to reserve them till I hear other people. Tijani.
Thank you very much, Alan. I do appreciate to have Dev funded. I am really sad that he's not, because he's one of the at-large people who works the most and who speaks the least. While a lot of people are speaking a lot and doing nothing for the community, so I would like it to be accepted, and I really hardly like it. But I have a real doubt that we will succeed in, because it will open the door for all working groups in all ICANN. And I don't think that the board or the finance department will accept to do it for at large and not for the others. So I would like to have other things for that. I would like him to be, for example, on the next time on the ALAC, so that he will be on always funded. If we can succeed, I really want it to pass. But I have the fear that we will not succeed. This is not my problem.
He can be the next Norello member of ALAC. All right, no one sees the humor in that. Cheryl.
I did see the humor in that. Cheryl, for the record, was biting her tongue, saying that is a perfect result. That would be probably the best way of doing this.
Unfortunately, your committee asked for a delay in approving that by that new geographic region rule.
We did not ask for a delay at all.
Go ahead. Sorry about that.
I would like to see a situation where perhaps on a planned rotating strategy where working groups that are at a particular point in their processes and in their timeline or at a particularly critical piece of work and that were highly active and demonstrably so, could hold meetings and have the working group chairs travel to ICANN meetings. Absolutely, no doubt about it. I'd like it to be planned, I'd like it to be organised, I'd like it to happen. I would like you to remove all references to death from this document.
Thank you. Heidi, go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. So, 2 points. First one is that in its current state, that if it's strictly travel support to an ICANN meeting, I highly doubt that this will be approved because one of the principles is that requests should not include travel support. The second point is keep in mind that Sandra is going to hopefully be submitting a request for a new ICANN Academy course for chair skill development. And within that budget, within that request, currently there is a budget for three travel slots on a contingency basis. So if Dave or any one of our chairs wish to participate, there might be funding involved in that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Cheryl, is that a new hand?
It is. I was typing, but I'll say it. Look, this will fail, in my opinion, based on the fact that it's a request for travel support's sake. But the fact that it will fail, I like the way that Heidi's thinking. That's not a problem. It's just a delay, not a failure. It will, however, if we leave the name of anyone, but in particular, I am afraid, Des, at the moment, in such a document, cause significant other political harm at the regional level. And so, assuming this goes forward beyond this base, we have to have that name removed. It's just too inflammatory.
Okay, let me weigh in on this. Clearly, we cannot make a request that asks to fund a particular person. So that goes without saying. I do not believe we should be asking to fund the outreach and engagement chair or anything like that. I think it is quite reasonable, given the following. We have currently 27 slots. We are not allowed to use two of them because two of the slots were nominally for liaisons, and we do not need them for liaisons. Now, if you look at the travel slots for other groups, they have been given a term number of travel slots and told that you can use them any way you want. We are told you can use 25 of your 27 any way you want, but the other two can only be used in certain ways. We effectively have been singled out and told that those two slots are very carefully controlled, and somebody, some unnamed person, we don't know who it is, has discretion over it. Since we have been told that, and by the way, we had a case this year where we tried to use those slots, as most of you know, and we were refused and told, no, you can't. I would suggest that since the travel people and the travel support people have stonewalled us, the GNSO has put in special requests for travel in the past. They have another 20 slots or so, which they use to bring in their stakeholder and working group chairs and various other people. And that is now, I believe, is now a continuing issue, a continuing funding thing. It was a pilot for a while. I'm not sure if it's still technically a pilot or not. We have not been given that choice. Yes, we have had general assemblies and stuff, but we haven't been allowed to bring people to ICANN to do work. And since we have failed spectacularly on trying to get those extra two slots that we already have in a budget, deployed the way we believe it's useful, I believe we should put in a travel a special funding request for travel to ICANN meetings. It may be doomed, but given that we have not been able to use other mechanisms where the slots were already funded to use them, that we're going to do a special travel request. And every meeting, we will decide how we use that those funds on a case-by-case basis for someone who is doing a lot of work and where the at-large can benefit from them being available at the meeting. So I would suggest we transform that into a different form that says we need some extra travel slots for some flexibility. We have been given no flexibility even on slots that are funded. So here it is. You want to reject it? Then maybe you want to go talk to the people who already have the budget and allow us some flexibility in using it. I see some tick marks. Any objections?
Fully agree with that.
Okay. All right, next one, Heidi. We're running awful late, so let's
I'll work with you tomorrow
on this.
Yeah. No, you'll work on me with or Marie. Or do you want to send it back to Maureen and her group can work on it? She has a small committee. It looks like that is working on that one.
If Maureen wants to do it under the specifications that I just said, go for it. I'm not looking for extra work.
Well, she's saying that she's happy to withdraw this current request and rewrite another one. I think, Maureen, you could basically just tweak this one a little bit.
Well, it's more than tweaking because it's got to be in reference to the travel slots we can't use.
Okay.
Thank you. Both of you all do that.
If you want to do a first draft, I'll be happy to look at it sometime before the Friday deadline that we have to formally publish this.
Okay, will do.
Thank you, Maureen.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay, the next one is for access by RALOS for funding of local engagement activities. Basically, they are asking for $2,000 each for targeted local discretionary funds to permit local travel, luncheons, displays, graphic promotional, Facebook, Twitter, graphics, and printing.
Sounds completely rational and reasonable to me.
May I offer my comments?
Of course you may, Heidi.
Okay. In the current state, I don't know if this is going to be approved. I think what the result might be is that they suggest that the RALOS and the ALSs work more closely with the GSE team. And in terms of printing, et cetera, again, there is a significant bucket in the communications department for such printing, et cetera. We just need to know before you need it, of what printing and et cetera you need.
Okay. Two things. I would suggest that we do delete the printing part from that. But I have a question. When you say they have a fund for printing, that is, they will print things to someone and mail them, or they will pay to have something printed locally?
They will pay to print them. Usually they have good vendors here in the Los Angeles area, and then they FedEx them to wherever they need to go.
You do realize it will cost more to FedEx a box of paper halfway around the world than to print it locally.
I think that they have really good contracts here. That's what I'm hearing.
In any case, I don't want to fight the printing one. We can fight that one separately. I would support this recommendation as excess of deleting the printing. And if they want to come back and say, you work closely with GSE, then I want to see a GSE program that says we will provide funding for this. This can't be contingent on GSE deciding to send a person to this event. Because, again, we're going to spend $3,000 to save $100. So I'm happy to have it rejected and have them say work more closely with GSE, but I want something coming out of it saying how we're going to make that happen.
Okay. Move on, Alan?
Yep, unless someone else has a comment. I see a tick mark, but I don't know if that's old or new, and in any case, tick marks are always appreciated.
Okay, next one is fixing the bugs in ICANN's machine translation tool used for the LAC RALO mailing list. This has come actually from the Technology Task Force, and basically it's just a request to focus on this and have ICANN dedicate the resources necessary to finally complete this.
Okay, I wouldn't be surprised if it needs some rewording. I haven't read it yet. I support this wholeheartedly. Anyone object to it?
Alan, I don't object to it, excepting I will miss the amusement I get reading the gibberish.
All right. So you're saying it probably does need to be reworded.
No, I mean that...
Oh, the gibberish in the translation. Well, come on. It's not nearly as good ever since the head of cattle was eliminated.
I missed the head of cattle.
Does everyone know the head of cattle story?
No.
In English, when you reply to a message, it says... Your emailer probably puts an R-E colon in front of it.
Yes.
In Portuguese, it puts R-E-S. When the automatic translation translated the subject with a reply from Vonda, it translated R-E-S as if it was a Spanish word. And it is a Spanish word for, I don't remember exactly with, but cow or something. And it translates to head of cattle. So we end up with subject lines with the prefix head of cattle.
Fabulous.
All right. I see no objections going ahead of this one. I think it is a crime that this has been allowed to continue for 8 or 9 years. And no one has been able to fix the problem. So, yes, I think this is a budget request. And if someone says we shouldn't need a budget request to fix it, we'll say, fine, then you arrange to fix it some other way. I mean, I don't want to wait till the next budget year to fix it, but if this is how we get someone to focus on it, I go for it. Next.
Okay, next one. Now, those are all the ALAC ones, and now we're on to the RALA ones. So I'm going to go a little bit faster. There are quite a few. So the first one is a cross-RALA request for a RALA leader development session at ICANN 52nd. This actually was presented to the RALA Secretariat's meeting, and they were supportive of this. This is similar to the ALAC development request, but would be on the Friday, 8 or 9 to 12. So the idea behind it would be if the ALAC was on the Friday in the afternoon, the same facilitator would go from the RALOs in the morning and then move over to the ALAC development session in the afternoon, thus saving costs, et cetera. So,
and going on official public record that after noon or whatever it is, these people are on vacation for the last part of their ICANN paid vacation.
No. Then the idea would be that they would be able to regroup and perhaps discuss ways to implement action items coming out of that session. So that for thinking on your feet.
Tijani. Very good, Heidi. Tijani, go ahead.
Okay, do you hear?
Yes, we do.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to ask why we don't include the RALO leadership inside our development session. And then we will have only one request to hold.
I'll give you my answer to it. My answer is I think we're looking at different scales for the development session, and we're looking at a different dynamic. That for the ALAC, we really want people who are going to feel comfortable with working with each other. It's a small group. It's 15 people. If we add 10 people to that group, some of whom are going to be very new to this environment overall, some of whom have a different life view, I think, I think it's going to dilute both efforts. And I would not recommend that. And Cheryl, I don't know if your tick was for Tijani or for me.
For you.
Okay.
Thank you. May I move on?
I think so. Now, in light of how we may be changing the ALAC development day, I'm not quite sure where this one fits. So you and I are going to have to do some talking tomorrow.
Okay.
They may have to be presented in tandem, and they're going to have to be synchronized with each other.
Okay. And then, you know, obviously it is, there's going to be flexibility, I'm sure, from the people who are looking at these, and they might come back to you with some suggestions.
I would like that if there's some interaction.
Well, there is, actually. That's why Rob and people from the finance team will be on the call on Friday. They have seen copies of these, but I'll alert them to any changes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so next we have Afralo. There are four. So, Johnny, do you want to quickly go over them, or should I review them? I'll be very brief.
Heidi, why don't you do it? You'll be doing
okay.
The rest of them.
Okay, so the first one is the Afralo General Assembly request. That is basically the same as the last time. I don't think there's anything more to add to that. I think that one has a very strong chance of being approved on that one. The next one is for an Afralo workshop at the 2006 IGF on privacy and users data management. Again, in the past, they've been approved. This last year, the Afralo request was not approved because there was a technical glitch in the submission process for their panel at the MAG, so it never was approved. But I think this one stands a decent chance.
Now, Heidi, at one point you said there was a strong tendency to not fund these IGF workshop sessions.
Yes. So, this one I doubt will get the full request. They're asked for five people. I doubt that they'll get that. In the past, any kind of outreach activities were not funded, but the panels have been.
Okay, so the comment you made last year is no longer operative.
Well,
not going to be funded
this is Heidi again. I'm going by the evidence. Last year, again, they told us that, they approved the Afralo one,
okay.
And they would have approved the Afralo one if it had gone through.
Okay.
Okay. Any comments on that? Move on. Okay. The one after that is the first forum on DNS in Chad, basically looking at an event, a conference on security issues in Chad. The total amount being requested is $13,000.
Okay.
Okay. Then the final one is...
Are we going to be translating that into English, or is this a demonstration that ICANN is multilingual?
I'm assuming that they... Well, I know that Xavier speaks French, and basically even I can read this, so it's pretty basic French.
We do have the Finance and Budget Committee, though, that is supposed to be going through these. We do need a translation for the Finance and Budget. It's a short
Gisela,
thing. We have
yeah,
people
Gisela
who can translate.
Okay, well, Tijani can translate. Or Gisela.
Tijani, go ahead.
We have chance to have the CFO who is a French speaker, and on the finance and the board, the finance committee, we have Shirin, who is a perfectly French speaker, so I don't think we need to translate it.
Tijani, we have our finance and budget committee, which is supposed to be ratifying these and reviewing them.
I understand.
We could do a Google Translate if you'd like, but I suspect having a person do it will end up with something that may get you funded. Google Translate may not.
Tijani, this is Heidi. Could you translate just that part in the description? Could you do that in English so we could just add that?
I will try. If it is not too long, I will do it. If it is too long, I cannot.
It's here. You can see it on the workspace, but otherwise we can have.
Heidi, you have several French speakers on staff.
Yeah. Okay. Gisela is going to do it.
I think you can find one of them who will spend 5 minutes and do it.
Okay. Gisela has volunteered. Thank you.
Otherwise, I'll do it. And you will not like the results.
Okay, moving on. So the next one is the next one comes from an ALS as well. This one is training of trainers on a resilient internet with with what DNS for DRC. Basically, it's one coming from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and it is for a number of conferences, workshops. The first one is a six-day workshop, for 4 days. Sorry, it's a total of 6 days divided into two parts. And then the second phase will take place in the 26 provinces of the DRC, so that includes 26 various workshops on that. The total amount being requested is 100,400. Again, rough estimate.
I would find this a really difficult one to justify in terms of the overall package. How much money is available total for all ACs, SOs?
A little over 600,000.
Okay. So asking for 15% of the total budget for something which is somewhat connected with ICANN, but not really, I think is going to be a hard sell. But can someone explain the title to me? Anybody? Mm-hmm. Tijani? Heidi? A resilient internet with what DNS? I don't know what that means.
I think I could relatively quickly improve that, but basically I would say that it's a resilient internet for DRC.
Oh, sure. I understand that. I just don't understand the title. All right. Heidi, what is your cut? Do you think this has
my
any chance at all of being funded?
Tijani,
you're next after Heidi.
Tijani speaking. I confirm the explanation of Heidi. It is, I think, an automatic translation, a machine translation. That's why it is in this shape. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I hope the rest of the text is not machine translated. But nevertheless, Heidi, please go ahead.
Yeah, so two comments on this one. I don't think this one stands a very good chance. It is too expensive for what the target group is going to be. A lot of this could be done virtually. There could be, a webinar. There could be an ICANN Learn course that is developed for this. There might be a chance that they work with the GSE team and have one conference in that country. Those are my thoughts.
Tijani, where did this originate? How did it come about? Tijani, are you with
me, Alan? Yes. Pardon me. Can you repeat your question, please?
Yes. Do you know how this came about? Where did the request come from?
It comes from Baudouin Chambé, CAFEC. It's an ALS in DRC, in
okay,
Congo
so it's,
Democratic.
So it's essentially a request from one ALS.
Yes, it is written. It is from CAFEC. CAFEC,
yeah.
It is an ALS from DRC.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's pass this on to the FBSC, but my honest recommendation to the FBSC, I think, is to say that this is not something that we believe we can fund, that is this amount of money for something that is targeted at one ALS, I think is just not within the scope of what we should be doing. But let's keep it, and we'll pass it on. But let's make sure any grammar mistakes are corrected first. And let's go ahead. We're going to run out of time if we're not careful.
Okay. So this is AP Rallo. So there are five. So I'll be very quick. The first one is a visit to China by a number of members of the AP Rallo leadership team, plus regional partners, if available. And that comes from the AP Rallo leadership team. This is basically saying, asking for a request for travel to visit Beijing to speak about the possible the potential new ALS from ISC and meet with the head of China from ICANN staff as well.
Thoughts on this one? Cheryl?
Yeah, I've got some thoughts. I think it's an idea that
With, if and when we were already in the region, as in, I mean, in China at an ICANN meeting or at a industry meeting or at a NIC meeting, would be more likely to succeed. It is a fact in our region that there are times when a meet and greet is an expected formal part of an ongoing process of a relationship, and this is a very good example of one of those. So, look, put it in, but I'm sadly not very hopeful for it, but I do understand the concept, I support the concept, I would like to have seen it matched with a time that we are already there, we only need a little extra. This is
a lot closer.
Exactly. Well, no, but we're talking China is the main country, but also Burma, Malaysia, to some extent Thailand. Unless you actually physically meet and greet, you don't take things to the next level. So.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if the five people are a $200 flight away, it's a different issue than bringing them from halfway around the world.
Exactly. I mean, even if we were in a Singapore meeting, we could help China. But that's the problem. It's a logistics disappointment, I think.
Do we have an estimated cost on this one?
No.
You should be able to do that based on our current conference costing, can't you?
Maureen, I didn't see any costing in there. Did you add that?
Yes, at the end of the, I'm just trying to find it myself, actually, but at the end of the report, we did put some costings in there. And that was, because the others, there are some who are actually quite close and they weren't very expensive. So it was just covering, I was airfare, but we were actually also looking at getting some sponsorship from within China. It's a very, I think there's been lots of discussions with Kylie about how we can actually make, just that, I know we haven't actually accepted them yet formally, but this is in preparation for the following year and assuming that we will accept them. But it's just that it's just such an unusual organisation, and there are ways and means of which we just want to make it an effective relationship between ISC and ICANN.
They have a lot more money than we do. Maybe they should invite a few of us, people to visit and pay and fund them.
We're looking at that, too.
Okay. Let's keep it for the moment. I'm not real eager about that. Heidi, you have your hand up. The floor is yours, regardless of which item you're going on to. But
okay,
we are almost at the hour and a half, and we have several agenda items to talk about.
Okay. So my thoughts on that one is it probably will not be approved, but the results might be basically what Cheryl said, is that there will be something, either an ICANN meeting or another regional meeting in the APAC region. Might as well submit it. Okay, next one is AP Rallo Leadership Team Outreach at the 11th IGF. So, similar, I would suggest, continue with that one.
Okay.
Should I move on? Okay, next one is a local showcase of the AP Rallo activities at APNIC 42, to be held in Dhaka, Bangladesh. And basically it's serving, the idea is just to showcase at what the ALS's ISOC, ALS's are doing in that region.
Okay, we do need numbers for all of these, so I don't want to talk about it now, but we will need numbers to submit these. Go ahead.
Actually, Alan, no, you don't really need them. That's a lot of times, if approved, as they start reviewing, going through the review process internally, we get those figures. So we don't need that.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Should I move on?
Yes, please.
Okay. Next one is ICANN workshops to support the first Palestinian national IGF. And it is simply that. It's an information capacity building session about ICANN.
Have we normally funded things for regional IGFs?
No. Don't quote me, but GSE's team might be able to.
That's what I would have thought.
Yeah.
All right, let's put that through and hope that they route it somewhere else. Go ahead.
Okay, next one is a support for the first Indian school on internet governance. It's basically like the South Latin Summer School and the Meissen Summer School. It is looking at a summer school in India, and I think they are looking for sponsorship as well, additional sponsorship.
Again, do we have a history of funding any of the other summer schools?
Sandra?
I don't believe we have. But.
Sandra, I think you have experience with that, but not through a fiscal request as far as
I know. No, I mean through an ALAC request, budget request.
No.
All right.
Tijani?
Tijani? Oh.
Yes.
Speaking, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can I say that this kind of activity is generally supported by the GSC? So the Department of SALI.
Yes,
So we may make the request, and the response will be it will be funded by the it can be done with this department and not with with this special request. But I think it is a very good thing that the first IGF in Palestine, because in Palestine it is very hard conditions, that people cannot do anything there. So it will be a good thing if we can fund it, but I doubt we will manage to have the funding for it.
Okay. Sandra, were you going to speak?
Yes, it's Sandra speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. As for funding the summer school, I can just say that ICANN is directly funding summer schools and supporting not only the European one, but also, as far as I know, the Middle East and other summer schools. So the ICANN is already engaged in that. I see no point to put this through a RALO request, to be honest.
Okay, and I presume it's through GSE that's funding it, or is it some other part of ICANN?
Oh, I don't know that. It could be even on the regional. Well, region is GSE then, right?
Yeah.
But honestly, I see no point. This is none of the business of a RALO to request funding for a summer school which is organized by third parties. So, I mean, then Medienstadt Leipzig, if I could have gone through the RALO budget to ask ICANN to fund the summer school in Meissen, and we never did this, and it wouldn't make sense. They can ask ICANN directly, not even for funds, but also for support in terms of lecturers, referendums, lecturers and faculty and fellows and so on.
Okay, thank you. That comment is going to be relevant for the next one also. Heidi, is it possible to extract the ones that we've just identified, the summer school and the regional IGF, and quickly talk to the GSE people and say, is this something that we should be routing directly to you and not be doing funding requests on?
Okay, I can do that. But again, I'll do that.
I'm not saying take them out of this list for the finance and
budget.
No,
I understand.
Committee. I'm saying in parallel, and hopefully perhaps with some preliminary answers by Friday, is this the kind of thing they may be amenable to?
Okay, what about the
I agree with the previous speakers.
Okay, what about the one from Afralo, from DRC? That one as well?
You can certainly mention that one as well. I don't think it falls into the same package. It's not the same type of event. I mean, IGFs and summer schools and stuff are more generic things than something aimed at people in one city. So,
yeah. Okay.
I think they're somewhat different. You can certainly mention them at the same time. I would tend to put the next one from Uralo in the same category.
So, well, this one is a request for five Uralo members to attend the ICANN Studio in Christ. So in the past, what's happened is that they've used all of their five crop slots for the regional IGF. And every time they put the request for the Studio in Christ, it's not approved.
Mm-hmm.
So the history is not good. And in addition, again, this is basically travel support to a third party. So the possibility of this getting approved is, in my view, not high.
Okay. I participated in the discussion when in the Uralo meeting, and Olivia said they've never funded it before, but we're going to ask again. So there. So.
Okay. So go ahead and okay.
Okay.
Okay. Next one is the Uralo General Assembly.
Okay.
Go this
ahead.
Is a very strong request.
Yep.
Okay.
We don't need to approve the concept. We it's already accepted. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, then the other last one is a request from Alfredo Calderon with Glenn McKnight as well. This is a request for a creation of augmented reality multimedia resources. So this basically is a request where Alfredo would be managing several undergraduate students to turn a lot of at-large as well as ICANN material into augmented reality types of video clips, enhanced comic strips, et cetera. The request is for a total, I believe, of around $6,000, $1,000 of which would be paid to Alfredo for the management, and then the other funding would be for the payment to the undergraduate, the university students.
Okay. Do you have any comments on it?
I do. Among the principles for the fiscal year 16 request was that no community member from the same community that the request was funded can be paid for the implementation of a project. So
okay,
the problem here... Go ahead.
You're saying this might be funded, but not the $1,000 for the remuneration.
Well, that is one problem. The other problem is that this falls very close to that, that it would fall into that bucket of communications where they would say, okay, we will help you develop these kind of augmented reality types of films, et cetera. So it might, the result might be yes, but let communications lead on this.
I have no problem if that's the answer, if it actually happens. But if you look at the other one that we're looking at on e-books, we're 3/4 of the way into the year, and we're starting to have the discussions on it. So if we're saying ICANN will lead on things, an internal ICANN department, they actually have to do it. And there's no evidence that they're geared up to do that. But I'm happy to have them tell us that, and this time we'll be geared up with the proper answer quickly. Sandra?
Again, a general comment to this request here. It's the first time that I'm involved in all the details behind this being on the out now. I must say I have a general problem that requests are being made for single ALS activities. In other words, Medienstadt Leipzig e.V. never used the RALO structure to ask for any funds for ICANN. When Medienstadt Leipzig e.V., the ALS I work for, when Medienstadt Leipzig e.V. did ask for funds, then we did ask ICANN directly. And there was sometimes a good chance to get funded. I do agree that we can fund or we can put in requests which are for the good of the whole RALO. So, for instance, travel requests, and therefore we put it in travel requests for ICANN Studienkreis. ICANN Studienkreis, just for your information, it is organized by Medienstadt Leipzig e.V., but Medienstadt Leipzig e.V. is not asking for funds. The RALO is asking for funds to participate in this event, which is organized by an ALS. So I think this is a very, very big distinction. And just for your information, Medienstadt Leipzig e.V. is a sort of a meeting which works under the Chatham House rule, where many of the key players of ICANN, of all other communities, constituencies, Thomas Schneider, for instance, Keith Drazek, even Fadi Shehadeh was there 2 times. So this is actually where a real hard cross-community discussion can take place. It's not on the record, it's not being streamed, or there's no remote participation. And this makes the thing so unique, and it would be of great value if also RALU representatives could participate in that one. I mean, they did in the past, like UDU or Wolf, but this was more or less on their personal budget. But my main message is activities which are organized by ALSs, by individual individual ALSs should not use the RALO budget request as a vehicle to get additional money. I don't think that's the right approach. Thank you very
Sandra,
much.
What in this tells you that this is an individual ALS looking at something to fund their own project? I'm not reading that. Maybe I'm missing.
I'm reading Maureen's comment. The organization that are running the summer school are Aprelo ALSs, which is why the request was made. That's what.
Hold on. You're not talking about the augmented reality then.
No, I mean I'm talking about the general. It's a general comment, and I think this also applies to the activities requested for Kinshasa. I mean, this is also an activity for one country, from one ALS, as far as I understood that, right? Please correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right, and that's what we said about that one. But I'm trying to understand. I wasn't reading the chat, so I thought you were talking about the Neuralo request that's on the table
right
now.
I'm talking more generally that ALSs should not use the RALO fund request as a vehicle to fund what they are doing.
I don't think you're going to get a lot of people arguing with that here. I think most everyone will agree.
Okay, that's it.
On this one, Heidi, if it were me submitting it, I would not use the term augmented reality. That is just, you know, this is a, for those of you who are old enough, that sounds like this is a Tom Corbett whiz-bang, we're going to do something in 3D with you know, you have to wear glasses to use it. And I don't think that's what they're talking about, but that's the message that gets sent. So we may want to consider changing the title.
Well, Alan, this is Heidi. Actually, no, that's sort of what it is. And in fact, within their request is a video that Glenn filmed on YouTube that shows Alfredo demonstrating what augmented reality is. And
okay.
You almost need to wear glasses.
All right, then maybe I need to look at the video before Friday. If this is something which is going to be generally useful to wide numbers of people, then I would strongly support it. If it requires you to spend $300 on virtual reality glasses to use it, then clearly it's a different issue altogether. Tijani, you have your hand up. Sandra, I assume that's an old one?
Oh, yes, that's an old one. I will
okay,
award
it. Tijani, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, Alan.
Alan,
I have a question.
I have a question. Sandra said that the ALS is.
We have a bad echo.
Okay, do you hear me now better?
Yes, we do.
Okay, thank you. So I said that Sandra said that the ALS doesn't have to make use of this funding because it is for railroads and not for the ALS. I don't understand it like this. I understand it as a funding for at large in general. And anyway, the RALO is the sum of the ALSs. So this is why we ask the ALSs to make their request go through the RALO. Because if the RALO agree or support the project, the project becomes the project of the RALO. So I don't see how an ALS can ask for funding for any project they have. Thank you.
Okay, I think the issue is that if we're looking at very small amounts of funding, we might get it. If we're looking at large amounts of funding that are going to be of benefit to one ALS, it probably will not be accepted.
Agreed with you. Yeah, I agree,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's the major issue I think we're talking about here.
Okay.
And of course, it's the one kind of thing, if one ALS in the world requests something, then we may well get it. If 400 request things, it's going to kill us. So, but we're not there yet. All right, Heidi, any more? We're really, really in a bad situation for time.
No, that is it.
Okay, thank you very much. I think we're now well geared up. We have some work to do, but we're well geared up for the Finance and Budget Committee. The next one is we were going to spend 20 minutes on ICANN 55. Are there issues that we have to do that we had that we did not already do yesterday? Since we're missing several of the ALT members anyway, we don't have the ability to do the full review we wanted to, and we're tight on time. Is there anyone on this call who has to leave almost immediately? We're already over the hour and a half.
I'm taking
Cheryl, you cut out completely, so I know you were talking, but we don't know what you said.
I need to move close to 9 here, so I can give you another 10 or 10 minutes.
We have 10 more minutes. Maureen, you have your hand up?
Just to sort of say that I have to leave in about 5 minutes.
Okay. Gisela, you've just heard the parameters. There's a couple of other items. We're not going to do the item that Olivier was going to present since he's not here. There is nothing really to review on the ALAC meeting unless other people have to, and I have about 2 minutes. I want to talk about item number 9. So, Gisela, you have about 4 or 5 minutes, I'm afraid. Go for it.
I'll give you 45 seconds. Thank you, Alan. 45 seconds for Gisela here. Can everyone see the screen, what I'm showing? Nothing. I have made a few changes from last night because I've been scrolling a lot through sessions that have been added to the main schedule, and there will no doubt be a few more between now and the end of the week, but I'll keep you all posted. I just wanted to point out on the I don't know if anyone else is touching. On the Tuesday afternoon, we've got the ALAC session, work session 1 and 2, and I found a session called GAC and CCWP on ICANN's Corporate and Social Responsibility to Respect Human Rights, just so that you're aware of that. And Alan, we touched on this earlier on Wednesday and Thursday, the competition, the CCT review team is meeting for the whole day on Wednesday and the whole day on Thursday, and our ALAC members on that are Kylie and Tim, just to point that out. And on
this will be good experience for them to learn how to we at two meetings at once, and we will manage.
They fortunately only got 2. Some people usually have 4, so it's a good start. We've got Wednesday afternoon, just again to point out that there is the clash with the GNSA Council meeting, the ALAC with the board. That's just mainly for the board members not being able to go to the GNSA Council meeting. But further down, we've got the Implementing Civil Society Engagement Working Session, which runs parallel to our wrap-up, as well as the GNSO Next Gen RDS, where Holly and Alan are on that working group. And the CCT has a review team on that afternoon as well. Again, it's just to point things out so that when the main schedule comes out, that people are not too surprised.
Gisela, yes. I thought you said the CCT review team was all day Wednesday.
Yes, it is all day Wednesday. That's a working session. It was in the top one. And then they've got a general meeting which may be presenting to the general public what they're doing. I don't have any further information, which is then after that.
I don't see how we're going to fix it. We moved the wrap-up from Thursday because Thursday had disappeared on us, and now it's in Wednesday, literally halfway through the week. And I don't see what it can do except hold it then.
And try to work our schedule
around it.
Yes, wing it and see who can go where, and maybe if you need to be someone, if one is up somewhere, one of the vice chairs can maybe help out. And then
Gisela, can you stay on Wednesday afternoon? Yes. Tijani has his hand up. Tijani, go ahead.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Gisela, I have a big concern since I see that we have 2 ALAC working sessions programmed for Tuesday afternoon. And Tuesday afternoon, you will have at least 7 people from ALAC who will be absent. They will go on outreach outside the site. So I would see working group meetings in this time or something like this, but not an ALAC working session. Thank you.
Alan, would you like Gisela here? Would you like to respond to that?
My only response is, I don't see how we're going to do anything otherwise. Either we have productive sessions with some people missing, and we're going to have to work around that and schedule things appropriately, or we have two-thirds of the ALAC and regional leaders not doing anything in the afternoon. So I really, Tijani, I don't see a way we have around it.
I propose to keep all the working groups, all the regional general assemblies there in this afternoon, but not a working session of ALAC.
I don't think we managed to figure out how to do that, and I'm going to go back to Gisela. Is that conceivable?
Alan Gisela here. Yes, if we need the final list of the people going to the outreach and engagement, I know that Sébastien, the French-speaking people, were listed. I know that Sébastien and Olivier were on the list. I think that, Alan, that it would be nice if you would be able to go. But where this stems from... Sorry? Sorry, Vander as well. Where this stemmed from was when Leon did ask for, I think it was Leon who asked for time during the ALAC sessions to discuss accountability, and this is where these timings, we said we'd use these timings.
May I, Olivier, Alan?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. People who will go, I proposed and I still propose that Alan go to the outreach outside together with Cyril. So the two English speakers will be Alan and Cyril, and there will be five other French speakers who are very. It's very easy. It will be Olivier, Sébastien, myself, Aziz. And perhaps yes, someone from the engagement subcommittee from Africa. So I think there is an important amount of people who will be outside and discussing accountability.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go on hold for a moment.
Okay. Okay, so I continue. And discussing accountability without the whole people there, I think it is very important, the accountability. I don't know if you will have already ratified the proposal of the CCWG, if it is ready. But if it will be the venue of that, it will be a problem because we need all people there. Thank you.
Alan, I have my hand raised.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, we have discussed this, the need of the ALAC to continue with their work despite the outreach activities. So, you know, I don't know how we're going to solve all of the issues if we don't have some flexibility. One thing we could do is that we schedule some working group updates during that time for the ALAC to hear from some of the working group chairs that are not present.
You might as well schedule it as a vacation for the people who aren't presenting. I'm not sure how we're going to see our way through and solve this today. Sorry, someone said something?
No, sorry, that was my line.
Okay.
It's just we're getting to the, I think, I don't know if we want to take this on the list and try in the next 24 hours to whatever we want to come up with, but the schedule is going to close, and if I need to move around, then I need to do it before the end of the week.
I think we need to present something which is viable. If we have to move within our own slots, then they will accept it whether they like it or not. But yes, I think we have to come up with something before the end of the week. I don't quite know how to do that. Capturing someone who's involved in engage in outreach and Leon and me is going to be a challenge. Can I ask to try to set up an hour to talk about this sometime? I don't know when.
Alan, with the ALT?
Okay.
No, not necessarily with the ALT. trying to get everyone at the same place is not is just not going to be possible. I think it's staff, me, Leon, Dave or Tijani or somebody from Outreach.
Okay.
We're just not going to be able to satisfy everyone at this point, I don't think. We've been talking about this for quite a while. I'm not quite sure how it got to the point where it's a surprise to everyone.
Sure.
Tijani, go ahead.
Yes. Just to say that it is only to see how we can, if we can manage to bring all the working groups and the AGs, the General Assemblies of the RALOs in this afternoon, this will solve the problem. If we cannot, you will see it is the possibilities. If we cannot, we will make it as it is programmed now, but if we try, it will be better.
The problem, Tijani, is we've already scheduled some of the working groups and General Assemblies against competing meetings where a number of ALAC members could not be present. So those slots were already being used for other things where we couldn't have an ALAC meeting because, you know, a third of the ALAC or half of the ALAC is at the accountability session. We'll look at it. This is not going to be perfect, and I think we need to accept that.
Okay.
But we'll look at it and see if we can do something.
Sorry, Alan, to interrupt. Just again, if I may, teething problems. This is the first meeting. We've got this big chunk of outreach. We've got the accountability still running, and we've got the whole of Monday taken by various meetings. So the more we go, the less time we actually have to work. So I'll definitely set up a meeting with the people you mentioned before Friday.
Okay.
And last but not least, a 3-hour CCWG Accountability Workstream 2 working session has now officially been been added to the schedule on Thursday morning from 9 to 12, which means that all going well, we can still hold our ALT meeting from 8 to the ALT meeting will now be from 7 to 9.
Okay.
We'll leave it like
and
that.
And that's all from me.
For the moment. When the agenda for that meeting gets published, we may well find that some of the normal accountability people can skip it or skip parts of it. So we're going to look at that as we get closer.
Okay, thank you. Alan, just on any idea on what that's going to be, because when the session closes, I've just got to, at this stage, we don't have services from 7 to 8. That's what meetings team is saying, that there's no AV tech people before 8 o'clock. So I've got to negotiate that if we do want to start at 7.
Why is it I get the feeling that people are conspiring to make our life more difficult instead of making it more easy? I can't avoid that feeling. I'm used to new technology having problems where every new technology has you lose something important. But okay, I'm going to start saying things I shouldn't say in out loud in public, on a recording if I'm not careful. Do we have anything else that we have to do today on this particular issue? We haven't talked about questions for the various groups. We haven't talked about any of the other things we should be. Please complete the survey and think of the GAC, we will have a standard laundry list. Discussion with the board is the more critical one that I think we need to focus carefully on what it is we're going to be talking to them about. We're not doing it right now. Cheryl, I don't know what O means. Oh, because it's true. Oh, I see. Okay. The only other item I had is item number 9, and it says it all. We really have to get back to regular business. I certainly have to get back to regular business, and I'm going to be doing my best to decrease the amount of time I'm focusing on the CCWG and try to reactivate some of the things we should have been doing months ago that we've let fall by the wayside. I'd like everyone to look at the list, and the fourth item of three question marks, I suspect there's a few other things that have fallen by the wayside that we need to reactivate. So I would appreciate input from anyone who knows what some of those are. The rules of procedure update, by the way, is we're going to have to do one to address issues that were identified in the last board member selection, and it's probably a good time to correct some of the other problems that we've had, just small adjustments to fix things that we've identified as omissions or problems. I don't think it's going to be a substantive or controversial issue, but you never know in this group. Anything else? Seeing no hands, hearing no voices, I turn you all free. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've got to tell you.
You will now be disconnected. Goodbye.